all of your future endeavors and the work that you release. I'll be following you. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me, dude. I love it. Thanks for doing this and speaking, you know, interviewing artists. I mean, and yeah, we got to meet. Let's get together. Sounds great. And thanks for having me.
You bet. Past episodes of Times Like Now can be heard wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you to the letter J, Cody Robertson, for original music. I can be reached, Trevor, at timeslikenow.com. And as I'm nearing my one-year anniversary, I would love to hear what you think of the show. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to speaking with you all next time.
Hello out there, this is Jello Biafra. If you're tired of the OCA, Walt Disney, Westinghouse, General Electric, and police departments telling you what you should listen to, stay tuned in to KBOO Portland, listener-sponsored, non-commercial community radio, 90.7 on your FM dial unless your FM was made in America.
Andy Warhol looks a scream.
My name's Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is Asya Atto. She runs Gallery Go-Go on the second floor of Pioneer Place Mall above Gucci. Gallery Go-Go is open now for the holiday season with a new exhibition of prints and original art by local artists. Thanks very much for doing Art Focus in person, Asya.
Thank you for visiting. I'm excited to give you a tour.
We're in the mall. Mm-hmm. It's kind of amazing because I can't picture this place how it used to be, but you have this beautiful corner retail space, you know, wood floors, big fancy mirrors, and it used to be BCBG?
BCBG, it used to be a upscale clothing store. And when I moved in, I didn't have a budget to remodel the space at all, but this space really spoke to me. The hardwood floors, the beautiful gallery lighting, the giant windows that overlook downtown Portland, and the chandeliers are all made of this handmade glass. Yeah, it's perfect for a gallery and an exhibition space.
And you've sourced all this art, and particularly this month, you have a show of prints. So tell us about the originals and then who's doing the printing.
So I'm really fortunate to work with Gango Editions here in Portland, Oregon. They've been incredibly supportive. In my opinion, having worked in the arts for about 20 years, they do the most gorgeous prints I've ever seen. They can work with a variety of media, and I feel like they are making it possible for artists to be more sustainable by having editions that they can sell to support their practice.
You have these multicolored pieces. They're by Bobby
Fother,
F-O-U-T-H-E-R, and they're, imagine a grid of faces, very simple faces, maybe 15 by 8 faces, and all different colors. Very simple eyes, mouth, lips, kind of Warhol-y in a way, but the images are very small. Let's tell us, who's Bobby Fother and why is this called Nina Simone?
Well, this is this is a Portland artist named Bobby Fother, and he got a commission from RAC to make this piece, which is in the Federal Arts Building. It's this gorgeous, colorful work of a grid of Nina Simone expressions on metal. And I was instantly drawn to it for its vibrant color. And he has a whole narrative behind it that's really compelling. It's called Nina's Moods. And he's also done a couple of other things in the gallery, a work about local drag performers, and a research project with his sister, Liz Fother.
So he used to be a high school dance teacher.
Yeah.
And now he's a visual artist.
Yeah, he's a visual and performing artist.
next to it you have a print of this is Ursula, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a image of downtown Portland, very pastely, sort of mixture of geometric skyscrapers and then sort of very splashy pink trees at the front. So I had Ursula on the show in the summer. She runs Jailbreak Studios. So this is one of her pieces, Above the Clouds, Ursula Barton.
Yeah, Ursula Barton she's just such an incredible force for good here in Portland. She is the founder of Jailbreak Studio and Jailbreak Collective, which is a collective of LGBTQ+ women and BIPOC artists. She did this painting, this original painting that's in the gallery, specifically for the gallery with the theme of downtown coming back. And she was actually inspired by the colors in another artist who is in the gallery, Manu Torres's floral sculpture. The original goes for $6,000, but this print is available for $120. And I'm really trying to show, by juxtaposing the original and the print, just how, you know, you can have something special. It looks really beautiful, and it's a copy of the original, but it doesn't diminish the specialness of the original.
Yeah, it actually looks like an original. I mean, with all the kind of watercolor bleeding going on, it looks like it's painted directly onto paper. Well, do you know what the material is?
So the material that it's printed onto is archival textured art paper, and the original is made with inks and acrylic.
Mm-hmm. And the original's up here in the window as you come in. Another one of the prints is an electric bike. It's done in a very simple style, sort of a cartoonish style, black ink on white. And on the back of the bike in the rack, there's a bunch of flowers, pink flowers, and then some artwork strapped on. And then the front of the bike has a pink bag saying Gallery Go-Go, with a rolled up artwork in it hanging off the handlebars. The image is by Kelly Martin, correct?
I love this. This is the logo for the gallery now, and it's by an artist here in Portland named Kelly Martin. I feel like it captures the collaborative spirit of this space because it's Kelly's work on the back, which is often their work is about this sort of mid-century modern architecture and interior design, and then the front is a rolled up painting of mine, and the bike is my actual bike that I bring artwork to the gallery with every day. And Kelly Martin has been exhibited here a couple times in just the short time that I've been open, just because I love their work so much. It has this really specific sort of haunting quality to me. They do all of their painting digitally.
So you have some big pieces by Manny Torres, and they're kind of flower arrangements, but in this case a mixture of dyed feathers, purple and blue, and then grasses, sort of very fluffy grasses in peach and yellow, and there's some pink grasses at the back, and they're all in a vase decorated with round mirrors. Tell us a bit about Manny Torres.
I'm a huge fan of Manny Torres. He doesn't really fit into an easy category of art practice. He's a floral sculptor. He photographs his work in these very painterly, almost like Dutch looking arrangements. But he's also just this incredibly generous spirit here. He actually teaches other people how to make arrangements that are similar to these, with these sort of like bright colors. I love working with him. I just find his work so kind of electrifying and energy giving.
Who takes the Dutch style photos, the arrangements?
His husband is a professional printer, and so he does these for him.
So that arrangement that's been photographed, who did the actual, you know, who put the bowl of oranges in and the sort of extra plants coming out of the dark?
I believe Manu Torres did that. I'm excited that he is going to be doing a special arrangement for the gallery again coming up this month, and he's also going to be doing a sale of small arrangements and a workshop here.
So Azu, you are an artist too, and you've got your own work up in your own gallery. Mm-hmm. Bit of a conflict of interest there.
I often don't even tell people when they're buying it that I'm the artist. It just seems so funny. It seems like I'm in a different character. So
yeah. So you do. These are images. Some of them are similar. There's a woman pushing a door that's marked pull. Another one pushing a door that's marked push, and they're kind of struggling. Then there's another woman in her kitchen with her hands on her hips staring at the microwave and the dirty stove. And then a selfie stick in front of a kind of a classical bust shot from the back. And then what looks like a recovery meeting room, circle of chairs with a bunch of tissues on the floor, and one of the chairs is picked out in yellow. What's your motivation for this kind of art?
I went through art history and I tried to find another example of a historically celebrated artist who was a solo mom, and I couldn't find anybody, and I thought, oh well, you know, no matter what I do, at least it's filling some new kind of niche of artist, and for the future it'll be nice to have a documentation of this life. And I mean, it is fun to be an artist. You just get sort of these images that really spark something in you, and it's exciting to make that real. I do the pictures of myself because I still feel a little self-conscious about painting other people, because I worry I'll paint them badly or in a way that they don't want to be painted.
I mean, you're posing yourself with your back to the camera. How do you get the image? You start with a photo?
I do. I take a bunch of reference photos with a timer on my phone of myself doing these. And I actually live about a mile from here in an apartment. And I also like documenting what it feels like to live in an apartment. And I'm really inspired by Far Side cartoons and self-help book covers.
The Far Side?
Mm-hmm. By Gary Larson.
What do you do the originals on then? Because I'm looking now. We've been looking at prints, but it looks like this, some of the bigger ones are originals.
I do acrylic and tempera on paper, usually.
How long does it take to do one?
So much longer than I always think. So it takes sometimes a couple weeks just to do one, even though it looks so simple. I'll just go over it and over again and again until it has that feeling that I feel from it. So
is that a medium where you can go over things without degrading the color?
It's very forgiving. Tempera is one of the oldest paints. It's made with eggs. And I use the special super flat golden acrylic where you can just keep layering it. If you don't like it, you just let it dry and just keep painting over.
My name is Joseph Gallivan. You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is Asia Atto. She owns Gallery Gogo, which is on the second floor of Pioneer Place Mall, and she's moving into her holiday season with a combination of original artwork and then crafts made locally. We're standing right in the middle where there's a table of things that looks like a ceramic baseball cap. Is that right?
Yeah.
With no glaze, just sort of orangey color. And then there's some ceramic shoes, like slides, Nike flip-flops. And who makes these?
This is a ceramic artist named Wyatt Little. This is one of the, one of the few pieces in the gallery that is not local. I do also have some international artists and other artists from around America too. I'm really enamored with sculpture and that looks like one thing but it's another, or that, it just kind of tricks your sensibilities in a certain way. So that's why I like these little slides. And then similarly, I really like fake food that's done by a woman-owned business that she started out making these at home, and now she makes them for TV and movies, and one of her donuts was eaten by Miss Piggy on The Muppets.
Oh, and this is a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have this fantastic pink vending machine which contains Find Your Inner Animal, $7, bunch of stickers, what's that, introvert, some kind of tassels, fashion earplugs, okay, and then a bunch of cards, eye masks, donuts. Who's behind this vending machine?
This is my friend Taylor. She is a visionary. She teaches people all over the world in her vending magic course how they too can do creative vending anywhere. This was something that she invented here in Portland, and she has about 20 machines all over Portland. This one is specifically curated for the gallery. Soon she's going to be doing a scavenger hunt where you'll get to win prizes by taking pictures of yourself near each machine in Portland.
So it's called the Venderia?
Venderia, yeah. And her business is called Vending Magic. It's kind of like an art gallery, a dime store, and a oracle all in one.
So she just leaves it here and then scoops out the money at the end of the month?
She's actually been really generous to me. I get to keep the money. And she's just parking her machine here, and I buy her the things that she sells from her Vending Magic shop, which is, you know, Find Your Inner Animal, the mini oracle readings, the tarot readings. I love the little things she sells, so I'm always happy to order them.
In this back area, which was the changing rooms, you have these micro galleries. So each changing room, which are pretty big, but they don't have a front on them. So you've given them over to different artists. What's this one? Rainbow-colored streamers and then silver streamers that look like kind of ginkgo leaves. And then there's a kind of a streamer chandelier on the inside. And then this huge mirror surrounded by a rectangle of light.
So everyone loves being in the space. It's really fun, especially coming in here on a gray day. It's just like this sparkly kind of immersive space, and it was made by artist Arta Powers. She is a music video maker, a videographer, and she's a visual artist, and she's actually having a show here next month with her friend Mel Christie, who's a surface designer. It's an immersive installation she created to show how you can transform space with humble materials, and people love going in and taking pictures of themselves.
But this is like Dollar Tree stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in this space, it has this sort of like shimmering quality. And that's a theme that runs through a lot of the art in the space, which is creative reuse, using what's on hand, sustainability, and transformation of materials.
So for Textile Month, right, you had a collaboration in here. One of the exhibits in one of the changing rooms, the micro galleries, is these white squares. Each one has a big circle cut out of it, and within that there is a sort of fabric sculpture. So some of them look like bacteria or, you know, pin cushions or vegetables, seaweed, but they're all this brightly colored, mostly felt, I think, and yarn. Is that right?
Yeah. So Textiletober was a daily prompt challenge by fiber artist Felicia Murray. She challenged herself with prompts that she made up on her own, like touch, silky, wild, dreams, dance. And she used this continuous shape and similar materials each day to make this really gorgeous grid of small works that she has here in the gallery. And then she also allowed people to follow along with her online, and they created their own artwork from these prompts, and we have some of that artwork hanging here.
This month, in one of the main windows, you're going to have an activated space called Unicornimus, kind of like a holiday celebration around unicorns. And the artist in residence is Kiva Mozell. Tell us a bit about Unicornimus, Kiva.
Well, I live my life to bring beauty and joy into the world, and I find that joy is the antithesis of hate and all of the negativity in the world. So when you're doing something that actively creates joy within your heart and brings your spirit alive, you are combating and resisting the negative things in the world. So this holiday season, we're having four event dates. November 27th, December 4th, 11th, 18th, from 12 to 4 p.m. at Gallery Go-Go. And it's an opportunity for those who might not celebrate Christmas or who don't believe in Santa Claus to come and enjoy something that's imaginative and fun and see a beautiful immersive beauty set or a installation, a large-scale art installation. And it's great for all ages, not just children. Anybody who's a lover of unicorns or anything rainbow or who just wants to have festive family photos taken with the Queen of Unicorns is welcome to do so. This is a charity event I've done for 6 years, nonprofits in the area benefiting foster kids and homeless people. And this year I've partnered with Gallery Go-Go to try to bring awareness about this new space downtown as we're trying to revive the Portland economy, support artists, small makers, small businesses, and get people really thinking about where their dollar is going to make the most difference this holiday season.
So it's kind of like Santa's grotto, but there's no Santa, there's just a big unicorn. You're going to be dressed up as a unicorn?
Yeah, I am. I am a hail as the Queen of Unicorns. My Instagram is Kiva the Unicorn Queen, and I travel around the foot festivals, and I've been a performer in Portland for over 15 years, performing as a Kiva the Unicorn Queen or a mermaid or other fairy-inspired muses. So my mission as the Unicorn Queen is, again, to spread joy and cheer all year long, not just during the holidays, but I think especially during the holidays, there's a lot of people who are less fortunate. And because of COVID and the recent experiences that our city has had, most of downtown Portland's still boarded up. And this beautiful space that Azure has created is offering an opportunity for young artists who want to break the status quo and break into the art industry to show their work in a beautiful gallery, to gain notoriety, to have prints made of their work, and to gain economic opportunity. And so I want to partner with Azure to make sure that these artists are successful, they're able to sell their work, to bring people into the space, and to provide a source of entertainment to draw people in, and also to spread my message of hope and joy.
So you're building a kind of a stage set, right? It's going to sit in the window area. Just describe what it'll look like and how many people can fit in it.
So it's an immersive beauty space, much like the mini gallery that Arta created. It will incorporate props and things that I've designed, like a giant wreath that I'm making that is unicorn inspired, my throne, some of my Liberty and Justice, my two archangel unicorn Pegasus stuffed animals will be here, along with some other large scale sculptural animals of unicorn sculptures. And then there will be Christmas trees, but not decorated in necessarily Christmas colors. It's pink, white, lavender, bright neon colors, and rainbows.
Is the idea that people will come in and like pay and have their photo taken?
So we are not interested in creating any disparity for anyone. So if children come and their parents can't afford to pay, of course they can come and greet me and get a little trinket from me and take their picture with their cell phone. But I am doing this as a fundraiser to raise money for the gallery so that we can keep making prints for artists. And then in addition to that, some of the proceeds go to help me cover the cost of creating the installation. The idea is that you come in and it's just like an exciting day. You're gonna go meet like a fairy tale princess, and then you get to meet me, tell me what your biggest wish is, and then I'm gonna like send up positive vibes for you and manifest it for you, and then you'll have an opportunity to do a photo, picture. I have trinkets to give out and keepsakes to give out. And then you get a Polaroid picture, a vintage Polaroid picture that is kind of a Portland thing. Portland really loves the vintage things and really loves the odd and quirky old school analog data collecting and all the analog forms of technology like records or cassette tapes or Polaroid pictures and things that like are cast off by the rest of society. Portlanders tend to really cherish those things and collect them.
And how can we follow you, Kiva, on social?
I am Kiva Mozell, and on Instagram, I am at Kiva the Unicorn Queen, and I'm also Realm and Rain Design Studio. And you'll find lots of my artwork also in the gallery.
So Asia, just tell us, so running a gallery downtown, I mean, there have been galleries in the mall before. What's the long-term approach for you? Do you have like a year lease or you know, do you have 12 artists lined up for monthly? Do you have 12 artists lined up for monthly shows?
Now, Kiva is whispering to me onwards and upwards forever, and that is the truth. I want to be here forever. I have big plans. I love this mall. This is my neighborhood. I live here. I would really like to encourage other creative businesses to be in the mall. And Kossi is downstairs, who's he's an incredible fashion designer. As far as I know, he is the only other completely independent shop owner who's in their shop all the time. And he does beautiful work, and we're gonna do a fashion show that runs from my gallery all the way down to his shop. So I wanna make as many collaborations and connections with other businesses as I can. I have a collaboration with Muji. I'm working with Sephora for the fashion show, started to work with Sephora, and I'm just really excited about business owners downtown coming together and supporting each other.
What's the best way for people to follow you on social?
I'm on Instagram at GalleryGoGoGo.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You've been listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week was Asia Atto. She owns Gallery GoGo, which is on the second floor of Pioneer Place Mall downtown, above the Gucci. She was talking about the new exhibition of prints and original art and small batch goods made by local artists and designers. Thank you so much for doing Art Focus, Asia.
Thank you so much, Joseph. This was a pleasure.
Thank you for coming.
Like to take a cement fix, be a standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. But the people in my brain, two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show. Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. A little snooze, tie him up when he's fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you, to think about paint and to think about glue. What a jolly boring thing to do. Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
está sintonizando KBOO Portland en el 90.7 FM y a través de la internet en kboo.fm.
Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria KBOO 90.7 FM. Hoy martes 23 de noviembre del 2021. Angela Merkel, la canciller interina de Alemania, habría dicho a los líderes de su partido que las medidas del COVID-19 son insuficientes y advirtió que el país se encuentra en una situación muy dramática. Estamos en una situación muy dramática. Lo que está en su lugar ahora no es suficiente, dijo a los líderes de la Unión Demócrata Cristiana de Alemania en una reunión, según dos participantes, informa Reuters. A las personas